views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we are dedicating the show to the intuitive readings, and we're going to do an energy healing meditation during the show. We haven't done one of those in a while. We're going to do a new one because, you know, let's update and be in the now. I was very drawn to doing this, and this is one of the things that has always been popular with why people come to the show to listen. So we're definitely putting that in there. I'm trying to really bring you a variety of very interesting guests that are coming in, along with the things that I do in my specialties. My specialties are the intuitive readings, whether it's the angelic messages or the energy field, and very much about that energy and helping you to balance that. We're going to do that energy healing meditation because that is a form of distant energy healing. That's what we want to do today. And we want to clear away the things that are just not, you know, helping, you know, the energies that need to move out of the way. Sometimes they just feel like boulders. We've received a few emails. We're going to be taking the calls today. So if you want to get into the queue for a read, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And right before, just before I start to take callers, I did want to say a huge, huge thank you. I was feeling very, very blessed all last week with all the birthday wishes. So I want to say thank you for all those that came through. I was just getting them and getting them. They were still coming, and they came in a week before. They came in all through the weekend. So my birthday was last Saturday. So I just wanted to say thank you to all of you for that. It meant a lot to me. It really touched my heart. Another one I want to share with you, since we are doing the readings and we're connecting with spirit today, is one of the most beautiful things that happens every year for me is I get flowers from my father, who has passed away. And he passed away several years ago, but he passed away 2 hours after my birthday. So it was like April 27th. So it was right on it. It was kind of hard for all of us with the family. We're like, well, it's a little much, but you know what? It's been a beautiful thing. And I want to share this with you because it's very, very tender to my heart, but it's an example of how spirit will find a way to let you know you're supported. And now, the year that he passed, I had in full bloom a beautiful clematis bush that just biggest blooms we ever saw. It never bloomed quite like this. And it was on that day, on my birthday, actually. And he was still here with us for those last few hours at that time. And we all really noticed it. And so every year from that time, that was exactly when this particular bush would bloom. Now, it is spring and it is April, and that's a time for that. However, the timing at being on that day, no matter what, that was when it would open up into full bloom. Well, this year was different because we had such cold weather. We had a season that just wasn't coming into spring like we were used to. So this particular bush, I looked at it and immediately I went, wow, this might be the first year that I don't get the flowers from Dad, but, you know, and I was okay. I accepted. I understood it. Dad found a way to get flowers to me anyway. I'm not kidding you. That particular bush is still not quite in bloom, but he found a way. And I did put this on my Facebook the other day with the orchid. And I just want to fill in. I didn't mention this when I put it out there, but I've had this interesting relationship trying to get orchids to bloom anyway. That's a very delicate flower. And for decades, probably 15 years plus, I've been trying to get one to stay alive and to rebloom. Well, guess what rebloomed on my birthday for the first time ever? The orchid. So I did get my flowers. Dad found a way. And I think I just cried in joy when I saw that. So I want you to know that even if it looks like it's changing one way, it's not over with. It's they will find another way, whether it's a loved one, whether it's an angel message, whether they will let you know you're supported. You have not been forgotten. You are there. So I wanted to share that. I really was saving that for tonight, for today, for the listeners, because I know that you would understand that if you're a regular listener of the show. If you're new to the show, I want to say welcome. We have a wonderful listening family that continues to grow, so please join in. And we already have a caller. We have a caller. And what we want to do is I'm going to bring her on, but we might have to roll that over into the next segment because we have a few minutes. So let's bring on Amy from Pennsylvania. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
Hello, Amy.
Hi, Jen.
Hi. Hello, how are you?
Happy birthday to you.
And what can we do for you today?
My question is, I have spoken with you before, but nothing had come through yet. It's been a while. But I have a job interview next.
You have a job interview?
Yes.
That's a good sign. That sounds like things are starting to shift.
Yes.
And yes. And this is something that you want to do?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. You need to keep that positive vibe going, don't you? You need that extra boost of not second guessing it. Right?
Right.
Okay. Because, you know, Amy, you have been, you know, waiting and waiting for this energy to shift so you could move into something else with the job. I do recall we spoke about jobs for you. And let me tell you what's going on with May. May is all about Archangel Gabriel, and it's about the optimism because all of April was getting all the stuff out of the, you know, doing that. But now we have, and moving forward, completing things that needed to be done. But now we have Gabriel has come in, Archangel Gabriel, for the month of May. This is a very powerful month with the number 5 as well. So you have, you know, that's a transitional point. So you have the energies lined up perfectly for you to do this job interview with optimism. Okay. So, you know, embrace that. And when you feel that you're doubting, just correct it. Just say, no, we're not doing it that way anymore. We're going to be optimistic and positive. And that will shine through in your interview because you want to give out a glow and that positive optimism. If you go in there thinking, oh, this isn't going to work, it's going to kind of tell them in an energy. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you want to go in there saying, hey, I'm the one you want with your energy field. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing for you, Amy, is that optimism. Gabriel, really, ask him to help you. Ask him to help you every day. And when we do the healing meditation part of the show, later on in the show, I want you to think about that with Gabriel. And every day, ask him to keep you upbeat with that, and make sure you ask him to go with you into that interview. And you're going to have a great interview because you're going to choose to be positive and you're going to choose to have a great interview. Does that make sense to you? That's what you need. You need like the cheerleader going, yeah, you're going to be up, because you had such a long period of doubt. So optimism almost feels strange a little bit, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm cheering mm-hmm. in your corner, and I'm excited to hear that there is an interview in play. There could be even more than one. And you know what? Someone told me one time when they went to that, and I got to go really quick because we're going to go to break. someone told me one time, they said, I quit worrying about the interviews and I just went and I looked at it as a practice run and didn't expect anything. And that was when it all came through. And they did that because they didn't want to get all nervous and wound up and try to make sure it went a certain way. They just relaxed and went in and it was fine. So that's another option, but I say Gabriel is your go-to angel for this. And I've got to take a break now. So, Amy, thank you for calling in because I'm excited for you. Really excited. I'm going to be sending you some energy. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show. We're doing intuitive readings and energy healing. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Oh, we are back. Good song, Brian. Good song.
Oh, thank you, Jen.
I like that one. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and we are doing intuitive readings and energy healing today. We are going to have a segment of the show where we are going to do energy healing, distant energy healing. We're going to do it as a group. So if you're driving in that section of the show, you may want to grab the download archive later and do it. It's not a good idea if you're driving around in a car. I know some of you might be listening to the show that way. But that's the good part about the archives. You can always grab the archive later. Now, we have another caller. We have Chelsea from Sycamus. Hello, Chelsea.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay. Where is Sycamus?
It's over by Revelstoke and Salmon Arm.
Okay. Never heard of that one, so I just was wanting to get my bearings. What can we do for you today?
Kelowna. I'm good, thank you.
What can we do for you today?
Oh, I was wondering if I could get a reading.
Absolutely. Is there a particular area of life you would like to narrow that down to? Because we're a little quicker on the radio show, so.
Love life.
You, Can you say that again?
Love life.
Okay. Okay. Well, first of all, what I'm feeling is, wow, I got a couple of different colors I'm seeing. I see the blues, I see the pinks, then I see the mix of the purples. Are those colors that you like? Are those colors that you're drawn to? For some reason, the colors are just about distracting to me. I keep seeing blue, pink, and then it's blending into like a violet or a purple. Are you relating to that in any way? I want to ask that first to get that out of the way.
I like those colors, but I don't know too much about them. So
that's okay. That's okay. Those colors are just really strong around you. A little bit about the blue. The blue is a very beautiful color with Archangel Michael. If he's around, if you work with him a lot or you refer to him a lot, he will be around a lot. That can be that as well. And I do feel that angel with you. There's a lot of protection that I feel like you ask for at times. The pink is a happy color. It's a happiness color. The together, when they become that lavender or those purples, now we're getting into spiritual insight. And it's also the color, the violet flame. You've heard of the violet flame. I don't know if you are familiar with that.
Yes.
But that's the way we transmute energies that need to just dissolve, go away, transmute them with love into something more positive. So you have an interesting combination going there. So have you been doing this and applying that?
No, I haven't.
That's okay. Well, obviously it's around you to do that. So that's why I wanted to explain the colors to you. I didn't get a sense that you realize it, but you have a lot of energy around you. And that's what I'm seeing in very vivid color that is ready to assist you. So first off, there needs to be a safe, it feels like it, you want the happiness, but you need it to feel safe. Is that making sense?
Yes.
We're talking about a love relationship here now, okay? That's why I think I'm seeing the two colors. I really want the happiness, and I've got that right there. But it needs to feel safe. So there's a little bit of a barrier that I'm feeling that you need to make sure you feel safe first before you proceed with love relationship. Once you feel safe, it's going to open it up to allow the happiness in, which is the relationship, to come in. I get the sense that you don't want to make the same mistakes again.
No.
Is that?
No, I don't. That's right.
No, you don't want to make. Okay. Because I feel like that's part of the hesitation. Like, I don't know. It's okay to be questioning. It's okay to do that. It's a very impressive what I'm seeing around you. It's very impressive. If you're not familiar with Archangel Michael, working with him, he's very much the protecting angel. So that blue right there, I would embrace that blue and make sure you just know that you have that safetiness, that and put it out there clearly that you don't want to attract in anything that's harmful or unsafe. You want to attract in something very positive and that's going to be uplifting to you. I feel that you may want to watch out for tendencies to be impulsive toward repeating patterns. Like you might be drawn to something, and then if you grab a hold of it, then it's like, oh, why did I do that again? Is that making sense?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel that a little bit. What I'm getting from Michael, I'm asking him specifically, how can we help her so she feels safe in a relationship and to draw in the best ones for her? Healthy relationships lift you. Anything that's causing drama, strain, negative fear, belittling, you don't feel like you can be yourself, that is not your best. That's not what you're looking for. But I'm asking him, how can we help her with this? Because it feels like you need to slow down. So when a potential relationship is coming your way, slow down and let it play out a little slower. Don't go as quick, diving in as deep as quickly as you did before. Then it will have time to lay out where you can make your choices, and you'll feel much safer. You'll feel more like the confidence will build, where you can build the relationships into something very healthy. And then if you see some red flags that you're not liking so much, you're not so buried in that you have to untangle to get back out of that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Yeah. That is what I'm getting really strong for you right now is the, in order for the relationships to come in, that safety net needs to be in place. So work with Michael on that. He'll definitely help you with that. and then you'll see.
Okay.
Then it's going to come in. So yeah, it's out there kind of waiting, clearing it out. So you're not. And when we do the healing meditation, that's what you would want to focus with, because you want to clear out all that stuff that's causing you to attract what you don't want again.
Yeah, the relationship I'm in, though, like I'm in a relationship, will it be okay?
It will if the energy's clear. Now, that takes two people. That does take two people. I am feeling a mixture there. The relationship being fine, but what? Here's the thing. If you're growing or shifting and it's not, you're not happy in it, both people in the relationship would need to be healing and be on the same frequency level. And so, it can.
Okay.
But at the same time, if nobody wants the same thing, then obviously that's going to get a little bumpy, right? So you don't want to be afraid of something like that. And you don't want to compromise yourself if one person wants one thing and you want something else and it's not working. Is that what you did before? Because I'm feeling that there's a little bit of a confusion with that.
Yes.
Like people-pleasing kind of stuff.
Yes, yeah, big time.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's that's not really real. If you're people-pleasing, then nobody really knows who you really are, because you can't attract what's the right frequency for you unless you're being who you really are. So, yes, sometimes this can affect your current relationship if it's not in harmony. I'm not going to say that it's doomed. It just depends on where everybody is in it and how everybody wants to work and honor the trueness of the other person. Because everybody wants to be their real true self. And that goes for the other person involved as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There's a little bit of groundwork for you. And then allow the relationships to play out. I would say you need to start with that safety, knowing that you can be who you really are and be open with that. Because if you're hiding, it's setting up falsehood.
Yes.
Yeah. I think you realize that. So hang on about worrying about who it is or when it is or what it is or if this one's okay. Work on that trueness for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in. That was a good question. Had a little bit of depth to it, but I really wanted to help you get the steps in order for that one.
Right on. Thank you very
much.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. Now, we have another caller, but we're going to be going to break in a moment. So hang on, caller, because it wouldn't be enough time. So in a couple of minutes, we're going to break, and we'll bring you on after that. If you want to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And so I have a couple of minutes before the break, so I'm going to take one of these emails that I received. And boy, I have to read this exactly how it came in, because, wow, it just is the way it is. So I want to read that. And this comes in from JM. I did get this one a couple of weeks ago, but I saved it for this show because we had guests. And the subject of the email is, please tell me I have to move. So when I saw that, I was like, whoa. And I'm reading the message. It says, I like the show today, and it's talking about a few weeks ago. I love how you told some of us we would have to move and some change jobs. I noticed you talked about IBS, and I got this. When I found out, I would have to move to keep my job. So he's saying that he got the IBS and the stress when he found out he had to move to keep the job. I think for me, it was just my body telling me to stay, but I did not listen. I left what I thought was paradise to what I consider hell. Whoa. Well, not really hell, but hell for me. I would be more than happy to move away from here, someplace that I can be closer to family. Oh, my goodness. I think, JM, you've answered your own question there. But when it was like, please tell me I have to move. Okay. Well, we never violate free will, so I wouldn't tell somebody to just move. But you did answer it. Your body was telling you what's right for you, and now it's about making that choice for the job from the heart, not from the mind. So that's what you're looking to do with that. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to take another caller. I'm Dr. Jen. This is the Jen Royster Show. We're having intuitive readings and an energy healing meditation today. We'll be right back after the break.
song.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
And I'm Dr. Jen. We are right back with the Jen Royster Show. We're doing intuitive readings and an energy healing meditation during the show today. We have another caller on the line. And right before I bring you on, there's something very important I want to address that's more of a finishing to what we were just talking about. There is a major shift in the energy right now where people we are in this thing where, you know, get it done. May is about being very clear and very specific. Gabriel came in because it has to be optimistic and very, very positive. So you're going to really be watching those thoughts. How are you reacting to a situation? Are you retaliating? Are you reacting, responding? You know, what are you doing? Really watch how you respond, react, what's going on. It's a black and white you're going to feel. You may see that some people are going to be a little more impatient this month. It doesn't have to be negative, though. I'm just saying, when you find that and you experience that coming from outside of you, you can choose to go a different route with that. I want to give you a heads up. It's a very big, fast-moving month of transition. A lot of manifesting going on. And Gabriel really comes in announcing that with be optimistic. It's so important. I mean, I had the vision. I mentioned it a couple days ago when I was hosting for Dr. Pat on her show. I had a vision of all these 11s just pouring down like rain. There was millions of them. And I knew that that was Gabriel because Gabriel kept leaving copper pennies all over. There's always pennies and copper something that he will leave in my way, almost tripping on them sometimes. And then all these 11s. So he's communicating to me. Make sure your thoughts are where they're going. The manifesting is really going to come in strong. And so I am sharing that because that was definitely a vision. It was not a dream. It was a vision. I'm awake. I'm seeing it. I'm like, whoa, what's going on with this? So keep that in mind. So let's bring on the next caller. This is Dora from Michigan.
Oh, hi, Jen. How are you doing today?
Hi. Thank you for holding. And it's great to have you on the show with us today. Welcome. And what can we do for you today?
Well, it's unusual, but I'm going to throw this at you.
Okay.
My husband said,
"Hey, this is what this is all about." Let me tell you.
Well, this will be interesting. I think this will the interest of the reader, your listeners are going to go, "What the heck?" But my husband woke up. This was the other morning. He wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning. He says, you are snoring. But all of a sudden, it wasn't your voice. And a word that was said that almost wasn't even of English language. He goes, it scared the crap out of me. You know, because he gets up in the morning. He says, can I ask you a question? I go, what? He goes, what do you think about somebody if you hear them, they're snoring. How do you know how they can even say a word? But words come out, it's not even yours. I go, I don't know. I go, my guess would be, I don't know. I go, why? And I said,
so
why?
So he said you were saying this in your sleep.
But he's trying to, he doesn't want to tell me right away. So he's making off like, you know, what would you think? Because he's always watching the History Channel about aliens and stuff. So, you know, he's like freaking out all the time. And I said, I don't know. Are you telling me it happened to me? And he goes, yes. And I go, well, I guess maybe I was talking to my spirit guide. I don't know. What are your
thoughts
on that?
Well, we do somewhat go on journeys when we're in our sleep state. We're staying attached to the body, but we travel. We go and we learn and we explore. We kind of take an escape from our body, so to speak, is the way it can be explained.
Right.
Do you know what the word was? Have you looked it up to see what
language tried to remember
what it was.
He tried to remember. He said it almost sounded like a Native American word.
Okay.
He goes, it was almost like something you heard when you were watching a Western. And I said, well, what was it? I go, did you write it down? I always told you if I'm saying stuff at night, write it down, you know, because I don't remember my dreams anymore. When I go to sleep, I'm out and I'm literally probably out doing whatever else. I don't know.
I think they have voice activated recorders. If he's not going to write it down or doesn't remember, sometimes when it's in the middle of the night, not necessarily everybody wants to get up and run and do that. But if you could even put a voice activated recorder there. So you can hear it yourself.
Right, exactly.
But if you're not recalling it, immediately when I'm just kind of tapping in here, Dora, you definitely, this isn't your first time here. Let me put it that way. Let's look at past life stuff for a moment. It's not your first time here. This is not necessarily that, but I do feel that around you, like it is older. But you are going and you're going, it's like you're going to school when you're asleep. You're busy.
Oh, okay.
You are talking to someone, but in a different dimension. It's not as strange as it seems. It's kind of strange to the person that's hearing it on the outside, like your husband or whatever. I know when I was growing up, my parents, they didn't tell me for the longest time. They said that I freaked them out. And see, I've always been talking to angels and all kinds of stuff, like my whole life, seeing them. And it's no big deal. Like, well, yeah, doesn't everybody do this? But they were saying that I would sit up, I would look right at them with my eyes open, but I wasn't here. I was somewhere else, talking fully to somebody else.
Right.
And that can be sometimes explained as, sleepwalking and all that. And I wasn't doing all that. I was really in a different place. Now, you have the capability to harness and start to work with your dreams, and I highly recommend you do that because it's going to help you discover who this is. The Native American, it feels indigenous. I don't really feel that it may be it doesn't feel like it's American. It feels like it could be more of an indigenous group from another culture, like, Ireland or, it was over in there. It feels more like that. That's what I feel in your energy field.
Gotcha.
Okay. So you're looking for, and a lot of times this could just be ancestry and memories of energy coming through. But it feels like you're going and you're learning. You're seeing and visiting other dimensions. It's interesting to hear because you can actually, with intention, and ask for some help with that. Ask your guides and angels to help him keep you safe wherever you're traveling to. To help you discover who and what that is, or what is it that I'm learning? Because even though you're not recalling it in your conscious state of mind, that doesn't matter because it's going into the subconscious. And honestly, I think that you might be one of the ones that might be awakening in a few areas. I mean, have you been having some weird physical symptoms too? You know, like maybe really tired or like the snoring? Is that new?
Yes. I know. Well, I always thought maybe it's because it's that age aged where everything's changing, and I'm thinking, maybe that's why I'm getting so tired and feeling so drained, and I'll have problems doing meditation real well, and, you know, I just feel like I'm not going into deep enough meditation.
I feel like it's coming and going. Like, you'll be very, very tired, and then you'll go, like, days, and you can't get to sleep real well, and then you sleep a lot, or you can't get enough sleep. You kind of bouncing back and forth, aren't you? Are you bouncing back and forth like that?
Yeah, occasionally, yes. Yes.
Okay, yeah, I feel
Before
that.
Before I hang up with you, can I ask you one more thing?
Oh, yes.
I was meditating once at the table, and I felt like I had an electric shock that literally, I thought I got electrocuted. That was right where my third eye is. I almost felt like, was that my spirit guide? Like, hey, I'm here.
Oh, they don't
what
bing
the heck was
in
that?
Oh, bless your heart. No. they don't bing you in the head like that. Like, I know.
That
I'm
was
seeing
like
these
an electrocution, and I threw the headset off, and I listen to your meditations all the time. I'm like biggest fan, I think, of your meditations.
Okay, you know, so well, now, if you're listening to my meditations, you are going to get energy surges, because that's one of my strengths. That's what I'm very powerful with. And when you felt that surge or that electrical shock, that's that's what can happen when energy starts to move through a block. It can feel like you put your finger in the light socket sometimes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it will sometimes go up and down the spine, up and down the spine. If you got that right in your fifth chakra, your sixth chakra, right at your eye, you know, you are obviously opening up and breaking through something there. Now, that's probably going to stimulate you. Sometimes you can feel pressure there. You can feel pressure there. The pineal gland is also part of that. Very much so. If you don't have any crystals, do you have any quartz crystal?
I got quartz crystals, numenite, tiger's eye.
Okay, take the quartz
green
crystal,
healing one. I can't remember what it was.
And hold it to your forehead and see if you feel it.
Okay.
I mean, you can do that after the show, because we're going to get off here in a second for a break.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you are waking up, girlfriend, and don't be alarmed by the surges of energy. You're feeling the electrical surges, because it'll feel like a wave of current, and you'll actually feel it move through. I used to feel them all the time coming off my clients when I was doing neuromuscular therapy. I mean, when I would work into the myofascial layer, which is that layer under the skin that was holding all kinds of emotional energy, I was working all that, and all the stuff was coming off. And, you know, I was like, okay. And they're thinking, wow, what a miracle. I'm like, it's off now. It's like the storm goes through. You don't feel it anymore. But if you're working to open up your clairvoyancy, you're going to feel some sensations like that. They don't always stay that way. They do it first when you're busting through. It's kind of like busting up the concrete so this energy can move out of the way.
Oh, gotcha.
I know. It's almost like your veil is the concrete, and it's kind of busting it up, and it's like, you know, it almost will feel scratchy sometimes, but it's all good. It's all good. And Dora, that was a great call, and thanks for calling and sharing those interesting things.
Unusual
with,
for the day.
Us.
Thought I'd make it a little interesting.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And you know what? Put some intention into working with those dreams. They've got information in there for you. And I think you're going to find it to be a very interesting journey. We have to go. We are at break time. And when we come back, we're going to be doing the energy healing meditation. So everyone stay with us. And be sure to get the podcast if you are in the car for this next segment. I'm Dr. Jen. This is the Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Say you will, say you won't. Make up your mind tonight.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew @AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today @yoandrewnts.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Good one, good one. I love Brian's song choices. He does a great job. Thank you, Brian.
Affectionately known, Jen, as the credit card song, Take It to the Limit.
I know, the credit card.
As Glenn Frey has always stated when he sings this song in concert.
Well, we are going to take it to the unlimited field of energy healing right now. We're going to do a healing energy meditation. We haven't done one of these in a while. And after this one, we're going to do it without music, very quietly. But then what I will do is we will put this into a section where it's just that meditation separate from this later. And give me some time to put that up on my SoundCloud. But we will have some new ones out there for you, for those that are listening. And thank you for those that are listening to the meditations. That's what they're there for. They're there to help you. Now, if you're driving, just listen to this later on the podcast or archive. And everyone else, let's just take a moment here. It's time to clear out. So take a nice deep breath. You want to bring that deep in as big as you can. Fill your lungs all the way to the bottom. Focus on the bottom of your belly, just right all the way. Fill those lungs all the way up. Allow your belly to expand and fill. And do it slowly, and then just release it slowly. And just relax in that breath, slowly releasing out of your body. And then we're going to do it again. And do it on a two count. One, two, in. And then release it on a four, double it. So you're going to release slowly back out, okay? And we do this because we are relaxing our nervous system. Our breath is very connected to our nervous system, and our nervous system responds to the energy that we're going to be sending through. Now, what I'm doing with intention, and if you are a healer out there, if you do energy healing work, then join me. We'll do it together. It makes it even more powerful. We'll share it. We are going to focus now on what we want to release. because it's time to move forward in a very optimistic, positive light for May. Gabriel's going to help us with that. Communication, clear communication, being optimistic about all of our possibilities. We want to focus on what is it that just needs to move out of the way, not focus on it to bring in more, but to see it leaving you. I want you to see this energy, this dynamic, whether it's relationship, an old job, a situation, a crisis, whatever it might be, a physical illness, see it leaving. Like it's done. It's leaving you. It's gone. It's moving out. And as you take that breath in, you're bringing in healing energy from the universe, from the divine, that unconditional love that accepts you, all of you, all the positives, all the things that you don't think are so great, every part of you, all of it, it accepts you and loves you. And allow that energy to flow in and start to trickle into all facets of who you are, your mind, your thoughts, your emotions, your body. Allow it to move and flow to areas of your body that have pain or tension. Allow it to flow into your digestive system if that's where you feel stress. Relaxing your shoulders, your neck. Let it go all the way to your fingertips. Allow it to flow all the way down into your legs, all the way down to your feet, to the end of your toes. And feel this energy filling you up and lighting the way, opening up, shining light into all the dark crevices and all the skepticism, all the negative thoughts, shining so much light on it that it dissipates. It completely dissipates right before you. And then all you see is the positive opportunities. You see yourself in a different light. You feel lighter. You are lighter. And now allow that to expand beyond you. Watch it grow. Watch it expand. And every breath that you blow back out, that you exhale, you're releasing all of that old energy, that stagnant, dense, heavy energy, those lower frequencies, those negative thoughts, those emotions, that pain. It's just all coming right out. So it's coming right out with the exhale. You don't need it. You don't need it. You want to now fill your body in again on another breath. And take your hands out and hold them out in front of you with the palms up like you're going to receive a gift. Hold them right out in front of you. You're receiving a gift this way. And smile, say thank you. And right now, with my intention and with my energy and with the angelic realm behind me, we are sending you a burst of love, a burst of healing. It is coming to you now. Let it come through. Receive it openly as a gift and allow it to flow all the way through your body. It will go where it needs to go. You can't overdo it. You can't underdo it. It knows exactly what you need and what you don't need. And it's a completely safe experience. And on that exhale, just push it right out. Whew, push it out. You're done. Sever the tie with that old energy and you are free. You are free. Shake it off a little bit. Wake up. Come back here, back to the earth plane. We could just stay in that all day long. You know, it's really a very elixir-like feeling to do those types of meditations. This will always be on a recording for you so you can listen to it again until you know how to do it on your own. And I want to make sure we're doing a few more of these during the show. It's important right now that we put that healing out there. I'm definitely wanting to do that for you. This is a call to awakening for everybody. We are ready, as humanity is ready to shift. Humanity is ready to move into something else. So let's take part, join in, and be a participant in that and light the way. The more light, the less shadow and dark in the world. So help me with that. Carry your torch too, and let's do it together. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. It has been my pleasure, as it is every week, to bring you inspiration, to bring you love and light and healing. We will be here next week. And next week, the topic is going to be about the spiritual awakening here on Transformation Talk Radio on Thursday. We are going to be talking about all those signs, symptoms, and what is it? Are you spiritually awakening? That's what we're doing next week, May 8th. Go over to my website. Go check out the free meditations you can download. And go sign up for the newsletter. I give out a free video gift. It's a video class gift for all the newsletter people that sign up. And then you'll have all the up-to-date and upcoming things that we have going on. Much love and light to everyone that listens. Thank you for being with us today. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borse, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetics seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information, but Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.